Well, that brings us up to date on that. Phil, I have to ask you about a piece in today's Globe and Mail, co-written by Judy Reaver and Jeffrey York, who has been following the Rhonda story, and of course she's one of the experts on this issue. So last week or so, it appeared that the smoking gun had been identified, and this week, all of a sudden, the French prosecutors find the whole thing very murky and don't have any evidence. And so, and of course, the foreign minister of Rwanda, a country that officially got rid of the French language, is now the leader of the Francophonie. So, is there a link to be drawn between all of this?
Well, I guess hypocrites are always linked. These guys, I would say, you know, people ought to really learn from this. That there's nothing at the end of the day but politics. You know, isn't it a proverb in our culture to say, and people learn to say it. Well, how's that thing going? You know, with the soccer club, it's all politics. You know,
yes.
How about they? Did you find a new priest yet, or are they still? It's all politics, and it is. The French are. Mr. Macron is a total hypocrite. He has, of course, sold the lives of the French crew. The only reason France is involved in this discussion is the plane belonged to France, and it had been kind of leased or given as a for the use of the president of Rwanda, because at that time President Mitterrand, people probably forgotten his name, but Mitterrand was a major party figure, a socialist party figure, and he was a bit of he was something of a French nationalist. There was French policy in Central Africa, where they carried a lot of weight. And so they were friendly to the government of Rwanda. And it was French insistence that the Arusha Accords be struck. They were very much in favor of a peace arrangement. They thought that their allies and friends would probably do well in a multi-party system, broadly democratic, and but that didn't pan out because the Arusha Accord was murdered on April the 6th, 1994. Paul Kagame and his friends decided to murder two presidents, Ntaryamira of Burundi, Hutu, Habyarimana of Rwanda, Hutu. And the Globe and Mail gets it wrong in one important respect today, in my opinion. That they say that this was going to be they become the excuse, they said, for the RPF to Paul Kagame, which was at that time in contesting for power. He had an army, but it was at peace. They had the Arusha Accord, and they were supposed to have a new government formed in which the RPF would participate. However, they took the opportunity to assassinate Habyarimana. And the Globe makes it out as though they use the phrase, it was an excuse to intervene because of the subsequent violence, because violence broke out in Rwanda with intercommunal violence amongst people. And so the Globe says that that's why they did it. No, in my opinion, that isn't why they did it. They did it in order to decapitate the government of Rwanda. They murdered the president and major important people in his staff, but they murdered the head of the Rwandan army, General Savimana. So you get the president and you get the head of the army. And then on April the 7th and 8th, you have the help of General Dallaire and others who said to the surviving members of the government, "We don't recognize you. We don't think this matter has to be sorted out." So you're a legitimate government on April the 6th, 1994. On the morning of the 7th and the following days, 8, 9, 10, you're told, we're not formally recognizing you. Well, I mean, you want to talk about a way to create havoc? That was done. And that was the UN. That was UNAMIR did that. And that was Kofi Annan. And that was all the way back up the line. They set the stage so that the government side, the army, lost its legitimacy when their head of their army and their president was killed. As for the business about the missiles, I think it's a fool's errand in a way. I know Christopher Black, a lawyer, we've had him on the show, has done excellent work on this. And I know he has pointed out, and it's wise to underline it, is that this is not news. This is not news about the missiles coming from Uganda. That's known. This has never been a dispute. And this is an article, and I, by the way, I appreciate Judy Reaver's work. Terrific work. Her book is, I hope everybody gets a copy of the book, In Praise of Blood, The Crimes of the Rwandan Patriotic Front. That phrase, praise of blood, she means that Western powers were congratulating Kagame on using force and causing bloodshed in praise of blood caused by him. But by the way, it wasn't him, of course. He knew he had the blessings of U.S. and Britain and France, not of Mitterrand, but he knew he could get away with it. And so Chris Black is right to point out, and others have pointed it out, that we knew this in 1996-97, because the United Nations, under Louise Arbour, who was going to set up the prosecution at the International Criminal Court Tribunal in Arusha, Tanzania, she had investigators, Mr. Hourigan, who was on the Taylor Report, and we have his interviews, so we did at least three or four with him. They were aware that the missiles had come from Uganda, as this thing of the numbers, identification, that was all confirmed. You know what they're doing today? The French government is saying, it's not that they don't have evidence. They say we don't have sufficient evidence, which is politics for we want to get along with Kagame. Just to give you a specific political, legal language, it's politics. They say the evidence is not sufficient. Actually, the evidence is basically overwhelming, but because France wants to make nice with Kagame, this is what you have. I think that, Mr. Renschens is the guy they quote. I've met Mr. Renschens, and I worked, as people know, on the tribunal for Charles Roach and for Ramsey Clark, and with Chris Black and Defend Dixon and John Philpott, others, we worked on these things. I can tell you that Philip Renschens originally accused Colonel Bagasora of being behind this missile business to kill the president. He changed his point of view. But anybody who has studied it closely, you say, well, actually, maybe it'll go forward, maybe it won't. But you notice the only reason this we're talking about it is that French citizens, white people, were killed in the plane. Nobody else wanted to look into it. The Rwandan government didn't want it to be talked about. Louise Arbour made the decision not to have it talked about at the criminal tribunal because she was told by her investigators the RPF shot the plane. So they took the murder of the two presidents has never even been looked into since at all. The French are only interested because they lost three of their nationals. They have a problem of how do you, as a French leader, face the French people and say, somebody murdered these people, shot down our plane, and they're not going to pay for it. How come? So Macron has that little political problem fighting him. But otherwise, no one wants to know the truth. The government of Burundi would like to know. One last note on this. It shows a disrespect for Africa. The president of Kenya, Moy, he said when the assassination happened and everybody said, oh my goodness, and now we've had this conflagration, we have to have a criminal tribunal. President Moy of Kenya said, it must at the top of the list of things to be done by any international investigation is determine who murdered President Ntaryamira of Burundi and President Habyarimana of Rwanda. And the whole world ignored him. But, you know, Kenya is a major African country. This is, but it only became interesting and had legs, as they say, because the French were involved and they lost some nationals. And so they kept it going. Moy himself went through turbulence and they put him aside. But the people who supported Moy are doing rather well these days, I'm happy to report. And so there we are. Anyway, that's.
Well, okay, Phil, on that note, I want to thank you for being a remote guest on your own show.
So I really like it.
Yeah,
and well, thank you, Phil and Febby. You guys did great work.
Well,
CIBC is just rich in good personnel.